Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Individual Defensive Podcast brought to you by In This League. Please check out our website, InThisLeague.com. We'll take you there. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We'll take you there. We got all kinds of rankings, live streams, GroupMe apps, all kinds of good stuff. So please check that out. Check that out if you would. My name is Scott Bogman. You can follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm joined, as always, by the godfather of IDP, Gary Davenport at IDP Sharks. Gary, how was your weekend, man? Bye week for us, so we could not get hurt this week. That was very nice, right?
Yeah. You know, it wasn't too bad. I still don't know how. Well, actually, I do know how. My guillotine league, I had like half my teams on bye. So I'm like, okay, I had a good run. That's fine. I made it to week 9. One of the guys I did not have on by, Joe Mixon. So I survived.
Oh, yeah.
I made it through.
That, I mean, hey, that'll work. You also continued your unbeaten streak in the IDP Listener League by beating me 205. Who did you have in this league? Good Lord. Your offensive guys were just kind of normal. I mean, Lazard had a good game. Kurt Samuel got that walk-in touchdown. But you had Brooks and Mosley. Eddie Jackson, DeMario Davis. You had a bunch of guys have some nice games. I had Walker and nobody, you know.
I'm going to have a great regular season and get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. I guarantee it.
Oh, always looking on the bright side of things, Gary.
That's how it always goes. If I have a team that goes, you know, 12-2 or 11-3 or whatever, they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. The teams I win championships with are the 9-5s and 8-6s, where you squeak in as a 5 seed, and then you get hot. All you got to do is get hot and win 3 games in a row, and you're champion.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, right? We wouldn't put these guys in the Hall of Fame probably, but you get hot and you can win. So that's the whole point of just get in.
Yep.
And see what happens in any sport. But let's go over some of this news to start. Then we'll go over the performances of the week. Rashawn Gary tore his ACL. Buda Baker with a high ankle sprain. We haven't had a bunch of big injuries recently, but this week seemed to hit us with some of them. Divine Diablo also went down and is placed on the IR, but Blake Martinez stepped up pretty good in his absence here. So Gary, Baker, and Diablo all going down. These are big injuries, Gary. Let's start there.
Oh, yeah. I honestly didn't realize how many shares of Diablo I had until he got hurt, and then I'm all over the place. But, you know, if you were one of those people that drafted Blake Martinez and held on to him stubbornly like I did, I came close a couple times to cutting him. I really did. But if you held on, it looks like he's going to be an every week guy for at least a month. I mean, I don't know. I still haven't heard official news on what happened to Diablo. I'm guessing he broke his forearm because he was already in a cast by the time the game was over. So I'm thinking he just broke one of those bones in his upper arm and they're way or lower arm, I guess, depending on how you look at it. And it's going to be, you know, a month, a little more than that. But it's killer. Buda Baker, I'm not completely sure what the Cardinals are going to do there. Maybe we'll see more safety looks for Isaiah Simmons. They don't have much depth on that team at safety. So, you know, maybe they'll be one of the teams that'll kick the tires on Jonathan Abram after the Raiders showed him the door.
Yeah, that was a surprising thing that happened as well. I mean, your thoughts on that? Obviously, Abram not playing very well. And someone went over like their the top three rounds of the last three drafts, and it's just ugly. You know, most of those guys are gone. Abram cut. They didn't pick up the option on Furl or Josh Jacobs. So obviously a new regime in town, but Abram getting cut midseason, going from a starter to getting cut is, I mean, pretty big step there, right?
Yeah, just not a fit for what Graham wants to do defensively. Definitely kind of a throwback type box safety who's not great in coverage. That said, you know, you've got teams like Arizona, and they're not alone, that are hurting at safety. So I don't suppose it's going to be long before he'll get picked up. I would be surprised if anyone picks him up on waivers, because if memory serves, you pick a guy up on waivers, you have to honor his contract. So no one's going to want to pay him that first round money. But once he clears waivers, someone's going to grab him up pretty quick, even if all they use him for is essentially like a sub-package linebacker.
We have this story of the bizarre here. Did you see Xavier McKinney is going to miss an extended period of time with a hand injury? I mean, is this... this ain't JPP or Marcus Davenport or anything like that, right? Like,
I think he broke his hand is what I understand.
Okay, but didn't mangle it or anything? Thank God.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, and we just still don't have the details of how he did this, correct?
Riding an ATV in Cabo is my understanding.
Oh, God. I mean, how many guys have to do this nonsense for everybody to learn from it? Just don't do it.
It could void all the guaranteed money in this contract.
Oh my good Lord. What is he thinking? Hopefully this won't keep him out for too long, you know, but
from my understanding, about a month.
So idiotic.
Because they put him on the non-football injury list, which means he has to miss a month.
That is so stupid. I hope he gets back and better, but I mean, so many of these guys, I mean, you know, Madison Bumgarner, remember, broke his collarbone and a bunch of hurt his hand and a bunch of stuff riding ATVs. Too many of these guys are doing this stuff. And I know you go on vacation, you're having a good time. You know, it's probably one of those tours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
littering and...
littering and...
littering and smoking...
in this league.
Break it down.
Right. Doing the offseason.
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
I mean, you're talking about a 6-2 team fighting for a playoff spot. He's their defensive play caller. So it's going to be curious to see what they do there. And it's just, oh my God, just dumb. So wait,
12 weeks, you got enough money, you know, and now you might lose guaranteed money because of this stupid nonsense.
And I wonder what they're going to do to replace him. I mean, they have Dane Belton, who's not a terrible fill-in, but, you know, who's going to call the plays now? Do you have Julian Love do it? And if you're going to have Julian Love do it, do you have him play more away from the line of scrimmage like McKinney has been? And put Belton up there toward the box, which not only does that mean McKinney's out of action for a month, but Love's fantasy value will be in the toilet as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, it's just it's bizarre. We have some guys working their way back. Aziz Al-Shaair has been designated to return from the IR. Jeremy Chinn the same way, but Wilk said it would be foolish to play him this week, which I agree with. David Ojabo, who tore his Achilles, you know, during the combine, or I think might have been a pro day.
Yeah, it was a Michigan's pro day.
That's right. It was a Michigan's pro day. Yeah, because there was that whole gif of the guy walking past him and everybody made a big deal about it. Yeah. So he's working his way back. They opened up his window last week. Obviously, he didn't play on Monday. So I think he has another 14 or 13 days before he has to be activated or stay on the IR for the rest of the season. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, Achilles is a big injury, but if they're going to make the playoffs, they could really use him. But I mean, you wouldn't know it because Justin Houston was just so good on Monday Night Football. Matt Judon with the three sacks and Kirby Joseph, the rookie out of Illinois, with two picks of Aaron Rodgers. Some of these guys had some huge weeks, right? I mean, we'll get to in the breakdown, but those guys were outstanding this week.
Oh, absolutely. And the Ravens, you know, last year their season got blown up by injuries, and it's not like they're not having the injuries again this year, but you know, they're getting what? 22, 24 carries for almost 100 yards and two scores out of Kenyon Drake. Houston's going out there and playing like it's 10 years ago. You know, the injuries just, they're not decimating Baltimore like they did a year ago. And if that team can get healthy at the end of the year, I mean, you got to look at them as a threat to teams like Kansas City and Buffalo, because, you know, Buffalo's got their problems of their own right now coming off that loss to the Jets. So AFC is getting quite a bit more interesting.
That's right. That's right. A couple more injuries for you guys, just so you know about them. Marcus Davenport left with a calf injury on Monday Night Football. Greg Rousseau left with an ankle sprain. Could be a little bit for him. Sheldon Rankins for the Jets is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Austin Johnson with the Chargers, just a big acquisition, but he is out for the season with a knee injury. JPP hurt his ankle. Chase Winovich working his way back from a hamstring injury among defensive linemen. For linebackers, Miles Jack has been missing some practices for the Steelers with a knee injury. Pete Warner picked up a knee injury on Monday Night Football.
That was an ankle, I believe. He was carted to the locker room. They took had his shoe off and everything, and at first he was rubbing the back of his leg, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh, God, no, not the Achilles, not the Achilles. But I haven't seen any definitive news as to what it is since Monday night, and I would think if he tore his Achilles, we'd have heard something by now. So I don't think so. That's not to say he didn't sprain his ankle and he won't miss this week, but I don't think it's an injury that's, you know, decimating to IDP team. Yeah, I turned on Monday Night Football because I was channel surfing while I was working. I turned it on just in time to see him carted to the locker room, and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Great.
No wonder you think you have the black cloud hanging over your head here. I do. You know, a couple more. JOK working his way back from the knee injury. We'll see if he's good to go in time for the game on Sunday. Bud Dupree picked up a hip injury on Sunday Night Football. And on the defensive back side, a lot of guys hurt here. Even Kirby Joseph, who had the great performance, also left with a concussion. Cam Dantzler has an ankle injury. Eric Stokes was in a boot with a foot injury. Rashawn Jenkins has a concussion. He'll have to go through protocol. Carrier Elam, the corner for the Bills, left with an ankle injury. Dax Hill picked up a shoulder injury. Justin Simmons working his way back from a knee injury. And A.J. Terrell still not practicing with this hamstring injury. So, you know, us guys are starting to break down a little bit more, Gary, right? I mean, just the deeper into the season, these guys play through these things for so long, and it just gets to a point where they just can't push it anymore, right? That's kind of what we're seeing now.
It was certainly a rough week this past week. Let's hope that maybe we can cut down the carnage a little bit this week. Like you said, the further we get into the season, the more we're just going to see guys here and there break down. Or, you know, once you get into week 13, 14, an injury that a guy might come back from in week 5, they just shut him down for the season. It's not going to get better from here. It's only going to get – here I go again with my, you know, it's not a lot from here. It's only going to – it only gets worse from here, everybody.
Oh, Lordy, that is hilarious. Let's get to the performances of the week. Give you some possible guys to pick up here. For the defensive lineman, Gary, we only had 6 guys that are rostered over 50% score 8 points or more in a standard scoring league, which is surprising because we had way more disappointments than big time performers this week. Danielle Hunter, I got to the quarterback twice, also had 4 solos, 3 assists. 2 tackles for loss. Uchenna Nwosu has just been outstanding this season. 3 solos, an assist, and 2 sacks. I mean, is Uchenna Nwosu, Gary, is he just a DL1 moving forward every single week for you? I mean, the guy has been outstanding. I believe he's number 2 in defensive linemen scoring this year. He's been unbelievable. And he's only 66% rostered.
Right. DL1 might be, I might still have him in DL2 territory just because I tend to be stubborn with bigger names, but he's a weekly starter. I mean, if he's on your roster, you're plugging him in every week and not thinking twice about it. And we're at the same spot with Jerry Hughes too. I mean, these guys are just, we're 9 weeks into the season. It's not like it's a fluke at this point. These guys are putting up numbers. I think Wosu is just a matter. He's in a role now that finally suits him in a way that what he was doing in Los Angeles just didn't. He's clicked. He's found his niche.
Yeah, he really has. He's been outstanding. DeForest Buckner got to the quarterback. So did Daron Payne and Aaron Donald, interior guys. Max Crosby did not get a sack, but still ended up on this list with a fumble recovery. So he was pretty good. Three solos, two assists for him. Guys that underperform, and I do this pretty low for defensive linemen. Just anyone that scores fewer than 4 points. Goes on this list and is rostered over 50%. And we had a ton of them. Grady Jarrett, Chris Jones, Cam Jordan, Jonathan Allen, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Chandler Jones for the millionth week in a row, Trey Hendrickson, Sam Hubbard, Montez Sweat, Greg Rousseau got hurt, and Bradley Chubb in his debut with the Dolphins. Even though he did have a fairly high snap percentage, just no one was wrangling in Justin Fields. So we've been worried about Chandler Jones. He should be a drop. I mean, I find it absurd that Chandler Jones is 52% rostered and Jerry Hughes is 24% rostered, right? Like, that is just eye-rolling at this point in this season.
That is backwards. But God help me, I like Chandler Jones this week. I did. Well, they're playing the Colts. If he can't get home against the damn Colts, then it's never going to happen. So if you're hurting on the defensive line, he's only 52. And, you know, Chandler Jones is a guy that, watch, now that everybody says
he gets them, he stacks them for sure.
Right. And once everyone says that's it, I give up, I quit, to hell with you, Chandler Jones, and drop him. He's going to go out there and have 4.5 sacks this while sitting on the waiver wire. Watch. It's going to happen.
Are you worried about anybody else on this list? I mean, there's some big names. We know Hendrickson has the back injury. Hubbard is hit or miss. Walker and Allen have kind of, you know, Allen specifically, who I was big on coming into this year, has shown up on this list quite a bunch. Are we starting to get worried about anybody else here?
Yeah, I mean, Hendrickson's not putting up sack numbers he did last year, which he's a feast or famine guy, and this year there's just been more famine than feast. That said, I don't know that there's anyone there that I'm running to drop in most idea. I mean, if you're really in a shallow format, then yeah, because there's going to be stuff there on the waiver wire. But, you know, if you're in a league where every team starts two and most teams have a couple of reserves back as well, there's not going to be on those. You're just going to have to, hopefully you've got enough depth you can start somebody else until they show some signs of life, or you just roll them out and cross your fingers and hope for the best.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can't believe what fell. All your dreams. Yes. Hops down the drain. Let's play some
in this league.
Javon Hargrave, we're on the potential pickups here. All these guys are rostered under 50%. Javon Hargrave got to the quarterback three more times. It was against Houston, who is obviously having a lot of issues. But Hargrave, only 35% rostered, and I think that's up from last week. Just going to be a huge add again this week, Gary. What do you think of Hargrave moving forward? I mean, interior guys don't usually get this many sacks, but he's been
been smoking hot the last couple of weeks. Now, he's going to cool off at some point, but that's a guy that last year, I want to see, he had like eight and a half. So he's coming off a career year, and I think people kind of were willing to cast that aside because, you know, the Eagles went out and got Jordan Davis, and they already had Fletcher Cox, but now Davis is out. So Hargrave's going to be playing more snaps moving forward, especially if you're in a format where you have to have a defensive tackle. Yeah, he's worth a look. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's been outstanding. We talked about Justin Houston. He had 2.5 sacks. Derek Barnes, who qualifies in linebacker and defensive line, had 4 solos, 8 assist and a sack. Pretty funny because, I mean, he is just a linebacker.
Yes, but, he absolutely is a linebacker.
But if Rodrigo's out, which it seems like he might be with his elbow injury, I mean, pick up Barnes. He's been good. Kwity Paye back in action, 7 solos, an assist, and a sack. Jerry Hughes, as we mentioned before, 2 sacks. Also 2 sacks for Autry, Vita Vey, Dwayne Smoot. Other guys have performed well over 8 points. Kalen Saunders, Carlos Dunlap, the rookie Amari Barno, Kenny Clark, and Zach Seiler. Who from this list, I mean, there's a lot of interior guys here, but who from this list are you snapping up off the wire? Obviously, Paye, 47% rostered, but Hughes only 24. I mean, who do you go for between Hughes, Houston, and Hargrave?
I'm probably going to go, I think I might give the edge to Hargrave just narrowly over Hughes. Okay. And then I put Houston has been smoking hot too. His snap count is not especially high, although Jason Pierre-Paul misses time. You know, that could mean some more. Those are all guys that are pretty close. I mean, Houston has the last, I think, 3 games has just been on fire.
Yeah, he's been good.
You know, Jerry Hughes has 3 games this year with 2 sacks, and he's already had as many sacks this year as he has in any. The last year he had more than 7 sacks in a season was 2014. I mean, he is turning back the clock in Houston.
Didn't they say that that Justin Houston got a random drug test right after that Monday Night Football game too? It's hilarious. So just like I think one of the kickers did as well. Who is the kicker for the Chargers? Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. No, they're on some other kid now. Hackett.
Well, it's Dicker. Dicker was the kicker. That's my Texas guy. I know that. But I think when because their kicker hurt his hamstring on one of those Monday Night Football or Sunday Night games. Remember when he hit the game winner and then fell over and collapsed because his hamstring was all torn? They randomly drug tested him after nailing a game winner, which was hilarious. Going over to linebackers, I mean, this is the absolute opposite of the defensive lineman. We only have a couple down performers. Everybody else roster over 50% was pretty awesome here. Judon, obviously, with the 3 sacks, but Zaven Collins had a pick 6. That was amazing. Jordan Hicks, 10 solos to assist, 11 for Brooks. Drew Tranquil, 8-2 and a sack. 6 solos and a fumble forced for Rashawn Evans. Bobby Wagner had 13 total tackles. Isaiah Simmons has been on the good list like 3 or 4 weeks in a row now, Gary. He's finally starting to come around. C.J. Mosley, Demario Davis with a sack, Kendricks, Foyer, Perriman, Long, Tremaine Edmonds, Shaq Thompson, and Zaire Franklin all performing well. So no surprises in here. Just nice that the guys that are rostered are getting you points, right?
Yeah. I still have trouble buying in as Isaiah Simmons. I just can't help it.
They use him in too many spots. I mean, has his role really been changing?
No, and that's the thing. I wonder how long. I mean, I know it's been a nice rip these past few weeks, but I feel like just when people are finally like, okay, I'm buying in on Isaiah Simmons, and it's, you know, week 13, and you have to have a win, that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I understand that.
Or maybe I'm just full of it. And Isaiah Simmons is a good player.
I don't think so.
And again, you have to wonder what the Budabaker injury is going to mean for Simmons' role, because their depth at safety is they don't have any. I mean, right now, I think they would have to roll out. Right now, I think at strong safety, they're going to be – or deep safety, excuse me, because Jalen Thompson's your box. They're going to be looking at Chris Banjo. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's always Banjo or Hamilton, right? Those are the guys that are behind them, correct? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
– So I wonder if you're not going to see more safety play out of
Simmons
as opposed to playing – because right now I think he's spending more time in the slot than anywhere else.
I want to look this up real quick just on – the on PFF just to see if they have been moving him around. Why will he not come up here? There he is. Let's go defense. Let's look at his grades over the last couple games. Let's see this last game against Seattle. Where was he lining up? Yeah, I mean, it's the same. You're right. 18 snaps in the box, 12 on the defensive line, which is his most by a wide margin. That is interesting. One at free, at 24 in the slot. So still the majority of his snaps are still as a slot corner, which is surprising. But he did play more on the line in this game than any other game. And it looks like, you know, that's only the real big difference there in terms of where he's playing on the field. Is a little bit more on the defensive line, but that was also against Seattle. They needed a little more pressure. So, yeah, you're right. You know, the role hasn't changed that much. It's the results are changing. So it's more about him just stacking tackles as a corner right now. And that's not where you want your middle linebacker to be playing if you expect consistent good results. So I'm with you on that. The guys that didn't perform, I mean, we know Malcolm Rodriguez had an elbow injury, so his snap count was low. But the other guys, Devin Lloyd, Nick Bolton, Frankie Luvu. Luvu working his way back from injury as well. So I'll take Rodriguez and Luvu off of this. Any worry about Lloyd or Bolton or just down games?
Bolton, you know, it's a little strange to see it given that they were playing Tennessee, but I'll just call that an aberration. Lloyd, they were playing Vegas, and the Vegas seems like the only success they really had offensively was when they were throwing to Devontae Adams, and then they got up 17 points and said, oh, the hell with that. We're not going to do that anymore. And then they turned around and lost again. So, no.
And Bolton had 100% snap share, too. It's not.
Yeah,
like
I'm not overly concerned. I'm not overly concerned about him. I just, like I said, given how much Derrick Henry we saw, it was a little surprising. But it happens. Sometimes there are just games that where you look at the game script and you look at the snap count and then you look at the box score and you're like, what the hell happened? And there's just no easy explanation for it.
The good performers that are under 50% rostered here, Josh Uche with three sacks. I mean, they just destroyed the Colts inside and out. That was not a surprise at all. Juwan Bentley, 6-3-1. Blake Martinez, 8-3, as we mentioned before. Caden Ellis for New Orleans, 4 solos and assists.
That's a sack. That's who came in for Pete Werner.
Right. So if Werner is going to miss an extended period of time, Ellis, pretty decent add. Ernest Jones, 6-2. He's 44% rostered. Landon Roberts, Shaq Sanborn, Christian Harris, Chris Barnes, Dylan Cole for Tennessee, Za'Darius Smith, Marcus Golden, Jelani Tavai, and Kenneth Murray, all over 8 points this week. Who are you going to the wire for trying to add?
Martinez is the easy top guy just because of what we've seen him be capable of in the past. I think you got to put Sanborn on that list. Nice little 7 solo effort in his first extensive action. And I think he played, 88% of Chicago's defensive snaps. So not full time, but pretty damn close. Like you said, if Werner missed time, Ellis, although I put Ellis a fair amount farther down this list, depending on how long Werner's going to be out. The longer Werner's going to be out, the more Ellis climbs the list. You look at guys like Juwan Bentley and Ernest Jones. Both can be productive if the matchup's right, but they're not full-time guys. They're probably 65-70% snap count guys. I mean, Bentley plays more than any other Patriots linebacker. They just don't really have a quote-unquote full-time linebacker. And then once you get past those guys, things get a little sketchy. Still, though, I mean, for week 10, that's not a bad list of names to be able to choose from if you've got a which, you know, with the Diablo injury and the Werner injury. There were some holes opened up on IDP rosters this week. It's not a bad bucket of spackle to be able to dip your putty knife into to patch the holes.
Absolutely. For week 10, this is a good list. I mean, you know, you mentioned a couple of those guys, but just having Blake Martinez, Ernest Jones, Christian Harris on the list, I think those are.
Oh, yeah. Harris is another one that he should be up toward the top, too, because he's playing every snap. His numbers have not been great yet.
Well, he said, but he's a rookie. You know, this is learning curve for him.
And after they kicked Grugier Hill to the curb, he's not going anywhere. I mean,
he's 88% of the snaps, the same amount as Christian Kirksey. So, you know, Wallow and Cashman are just way behind. So is Reeve Maven.
It's going to be learned by doing. They decide, which I don't blame them. I mean, if you're the Texans,
he's
not going anywhere. So you might as well see if there's any there. And that way, you know, going into next year when they've got all them draft picks and they probably have quite a bit of cap space and blah, 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 you know weather off-ball linebacker.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
The position you need to prioritize, or if you can wait, which they'll probably wind up waiting anyway. It's just not like they're not going to suck next year, too.
Look, defensive back was a lot the same as linebacker, where the guys rostered over 50% really did perform for you. Richie Grant, 17 points. He had 5 solos, 6 assists, and a pick. Cam Curl with 8-3. Marcus May with 8-3. Marlon Humphrey, 5-2 and a sack.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Derwin James, 4-5, and a sack as well. Buda Baker before the injury. Kevin Byard. Jonathan Owens back to starting and back to big production, which was huge. Ahmad Gardner, Jalen Petrie. Jalen Ramsey, Jalen Thompson, and Deshaun Elliott all on this list. So big time performers. Love Elliott coming back and looking so good. Some of these guys are right on the border, though. Ramsey's 56%. Deshaun Elliott is 55%. Sauce is only 60% rostered. Richie Grant's 54. Cam Curl's only 65. Marcus May is 52.
May had been hurt for a while, but yeah, those guys, those 50, 55. The cornerbacks, I'll give you, if you're in a league that doesn't separate cornerbacks and safeties, 90% of the time I'm going to go with the safety, even if there's a guy like Legarius Sneed that's putting up sick points. I'm still probably going to defer to safeties more often than not. I'm just wired that way. But, yeah, those are all good ads. I mean, we saw what a healthy Marcus May can do. Cam Curl has been a consistent performer. Deshaun Elliott has been a consistent performer. I mean, those are guys that have shown they can do it, and Curl was in and out of the lineup a little bit. Elliott had just been hurt. But, yeah, if they're healthy, I mean, you look at
good
Curl.
They're
taking, Curl's taking on the Eagles. You got the Lions are taking Chicago's not a great matchup for the Lions, but it's not terrible. Maybe he can chase down Justin Fields a couple times once he jukes the other 10 defenders.
Nobody else could. So
hey, in the listener league, I have him – I grabbed him off the waiver wire as my backup quarterback. He's going to be my starter now. And I've got him in a handful of leagues, and almost every one of them. I got him in a super flex, didn't even have to spend any fab. This was after waivers had run. I went in and needed a third quarterback because mine, I think I had Mac Jones, and he was hurt, and snagged Justin. So now I'm rolling out Justin Fields and Josh Allen every week. It's working out okay.
The guys that are rostered over 50% and didn't perform among defensive backs here, Kenny Moore, 4.5 points, Von Bell, only 3, Mike Edwards with 1.5, Derek Stingley with 1.5. Concern level for these guys?
Von Bell, kind of, because the Bengals safeties just have not been producing this year, neither one of them. Mike Edwards, I'm inclined to say benefit of the doubt, concern level maybe 3. The Rams offense is trash, and that game was blah. So I kind of understand that one, although it hurt me pretty bad because I had him starting in a couple of spots. And Kenny Moore, no. I mean, you got to expect – you can't go into a matchup with the Patriots thinking
Kenny Moore's been bad for a while. I mean, this isn't that shocking, right?
Right. You need a better matchup. I mean, the Patriots are not a team that's going to keep cornerbacks super busy. That's just not what they do. So let's see the Colts got this week. Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll probably be one of 3 guys on Davante Adams since all they do is throw to him and hand the ball to Josh Jacobs, right? I mean, that is an unbelievably predictable offense. It is so crazy.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you know, which Waller's been hurt. Okay, I'll give you that. Whatever. Hunter Renfro's not hurt. What happened to him? Dude caught 100 passes last year, topped 1,000 yards. Now he's on the side of a flipping milk cart. And that's who Kenny Moore would be covering if they ever threw the ball to Hunter Renfro. But since they don't, I don't really see any point in covering him. Josh McDaniels, one and done.
Yeah, I mean, it's been bad for him there. And I thought it was going to get better. I really did. You know, it's just
it could be worse right now. They could be the Colts.
That's true. And firing literally everybody. The potential adds here.
What a circus, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when, you know, you have Jim Irsay might as well be Al Davis at this point. You know, he's a little too involved. So,
Jeff Saturday is going to be awesome as an NFL head coach.
Yeah, especially when he was 3-7 as a high school coach. He's the best. So
I didn't know that was his record. I knew he'd been a high school coach, but I didn't know he was terrible.
Yeah, someone has been all over Twitter like his last season was 3-7 or 2-6 or something. I mean, it's just absurd. You know.
Oh, they're gonna! I can't believe they're gonna trot Ellinger out again. I'm like, what are you?
Easy.
Hey, he looked awful.
Yeah, he did, but they're not doing anything that he did well in college. They're not running him. They're not letting him throw to the slot. He's throwing outside all the time, which he didn't do in college. And he's not throwing to the backs enough. And you're missing Jonathan Taylor, who is practicing finally again and should be available this week. And so that should be a big help. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks can look good if you hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor 30 times, you know. So
I figure he's got one more week, but if he goes out and plays like he did last week again, they're going to have.
It's got to be Nick Foles. You're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be Nick Foles. I think Sam Ellinger is a backup for his career, but I don't blame the Colts in skipping over Foles and saying, let's see what we have, you know. But the potential adds here, there's a bunch of good ones. Kirby Joseph, 22.25 points. He had 5-5 in the two picks that we mentioned before. DeMar Hamlin has been great for Buffalo, 19 points this week, 8-4 and a sack. Roger McCreary, Steven Nelson, Jonathan Jones, Keanu Neal, Kader Kohu, who's been great for Miami the last couple weeks, only 8% rostered, had 8 solo stops. Bobby McCain, Jordan Whitehead had maybe the easiest pick I've ever seen, the worst pass ever from Josh Allen. Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Johnson, James Bradbury, CJ Henderson, Benjamin St. Just, Cornell Armstrong, Troy Hill and Kobe Bryant. So a lot of defensive back or cornerbacks on this to pick through here, Gary. But is there someone that stands out above the rest? Probably the two top safeties here, right? Joseph and Hamlin.
Oh, yeah. Joseph's playing really well, and he's locked in since Tracy Walker's out for the year. Hamlin is – I mean, once Poyer comes back, Jaquan Johnson turns into a pumpkin. But Hamlin is going to be out there the rest of the season. So both those guys, not only do you have short-term upside – you've got long-term production. I do kind of like Bobby McCain's had a couple of good games in a row. I like the matchup this week against the Eagles. And with some providers, quite a few of them, actually, he has positional eligibility as a cornerback, although he is a deep safety. So you can get a little loophole action going on. Fantrax, everyone has eligibility as a cornerback, too.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of those guys.
All my defensive backs are essentially safeties with cornerback. I got Eddie Jackson has cornerback eligibility. Miles Hartsfield has cornerback eligibility.
You know what's hilarious is that Isaiah Simmons should have cornerback eligibility because he plays in the slot so much and he doesn't.
Right.
He plays there more than any other position he plays.
Ryan Neal has cornerback eligibility. There's just every time I look through the list, I'm like, oh my God, is there anyone on this list who doesn't? No, poor cornerbacks are never going to get a chance to actually play in the IDP league. Everyone's just going to load it up with safety.
Who? Let me ask you this before we go, Gary. Who's the defensive player of the year right now? Who's the defensive MVP?
Oh, that is a good question.
I'm going to go look on Sportsbook here and tell you the odds if I can find them quickly here. But is there one that just jumps out to the top of your mind?
Well, Max Crosby's being hurt by the fact the Raiders suck.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think you got to look at Judon.
Judon's been pretty good, man.
Yeah, you know, I think he's up to, 11 and a half sacks?
Yeah. He got three this week.
Yeah. I think that would probably be my pick.
So here's the odds. We missed the top one. Matthew Judon's actually fourth in the odds at plus 1200. Not bad. Micah Parsons is minus 225 right now.
Parsons has been good, but I don't know that he's been the best defensive player in the NFL. He's good. Now he's got the name thing going for him, but, and he's been great. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know that he's been the best defensive player in the NFL this year.
Nick Bosa is plus 900. He's second.
He should be right there too.
Myles Garrett is plus 1100. And then, like we said before, Judon, Za'Darius Smith is plus 2200. Max Crosby's plus 2200.
Garrett. Like I said, he's being killed by the Raiders being hot garbage. And I mean, I love me some Myles Garrett. Got a brown 95 color rush jersey up in my closet. But he's not the defensive player of the year.
Aaron Donald is plus 3,500 right now. Von Miller is plus 2,800. You know why I asked this question, correct? Can you figure it out?
Yeah, probably. What's-his-face is coming back.
Yeah, TJ Watt is coming back. I just think it's funny that Watt is coming back and this race is wide open. So if he had just the Steelers are sitting at 2-6, if they end up at 8-9 or 9-8 or something insane, I don't think that's happening. All I'm saying is that it's not out of the realm of possibilities for TJ Watt. And the whole defensive scheme changes with TJ Watt in there.
Somebody needs to open a window. The fumes are getting to him.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Well,
8-9 or 9-8 from that team.
I apologize for having hope. I know it's dead in Cleveland, but it's been alive in Pittsburgh for a long time. So,
hey, we got one more.
Not
win
in baseball,
in
but, you know.
Dude, we got. The Browns have one more win than Pittsburgh, and you ain't going to hear me say that, oh, we could go 8-9. It's not going to happen, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys got Jacoby Brissett for the rest of the year. A big chunk of the year.
It's going to take Watt 2-3 weeks before I get up to speed. I mean, I'm glad he's coming back. I've been holding him in a deep IDP league where there are no IR spots and there's a shallow bench. So
TJ Watt is the only reason we won the first game against Cincinnati. Him and Evan McPherson missing an extra point.
I have been using a bench spot on him for the last 2 months, so I'm glad that he will be back as opposed to the Steelers just saying the season's shot to hell anyway. Let's just not risk it. So nothing would make me happier than seeing him pile up some sacks and get my team some points because I need the help of linebacker. My linebacker, I just lost Diablo. Okereke's turned into Cody Barton's turned into so I need a body. So get back out there, TJ. Get Daddy some points.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard it here first. Gary Davenport, biggest TJ Watt fan in the world for the rest of the year. So let's go.
I don't dislike never did dislike TJ Watt.
Yeah, nice. I mean, how can you? It's Lamar Jackson. You know, I don't hate Lamar Jackson. I loved him coming out of college. I hated the fact that the Steelers took Terrell Edmonds in the spot where we could have had Lamar Jackson. But I mean, you know, how many teams passed on him? So many did. And he won an MVP. So, but that will wrap it up for us. Remember to follow us on the Twitter at Bogman Sports for myself. I'll be doing the IDP show with Joe over on Fantasy Pros later in the week. So you guys can check that out. Gary, what do you got coming up? All the regular articles and everything. Should everyone just go to IDP Sharks to find all the stuff?
Yeah. By the time this hits, waivers may already run, but the IDP waiver wire column is up. Living the stream for week 10 at Football Guys, which is matchup plays, injury replacements, that sort of thing. If you got a hole in your lineup from bye weeks or injury or whatever, go over there and check that out. And then my usual, you know, plenty of stuff about offense, plenty of stuff about defense at IDP Sharks. There's a list.
Yeah,
some of it's even good.
Check it. It's excellent. Check it out over there. It's funny because I look at my I don't think you submit your rankings every week for the Fantasy Pros contest, right?
Every year I say that I'm going to, and every year I wind up. I don't know.
It's a lot of work, man. You know, right. Because you got to remember to submit it before Thursday, and then you do that, and then you got to adjust, and then resubmit it before Sunday, and all that stuff. It is work, and if you don't put it into your schedule, you can't find it. But it's funny because all I care about is the IDP ones, and I was terrible. I was 17 this week. I lowered Jonathan Owens because he got benched. There are a bunch of my favorites are missing, so I wasn't very good. But I got number one in running backs, which I've not got number one at a position outside of IDP before. So I just thought that was funny this week. But going to get better in the IDP rankings for sure. But that is going to wrap it up for us. Follow us on Twitter, and we will see you guys next week. Good luck, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh.
He said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wiseass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Andy Bow, that's how the baby reppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, to the end zone, high steppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, poppin' off like Smith and Wesson. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, two dudes that you don't wanna F with. Bang, bang. Best dude since burger and fries. Word to the wise, it's Lord of the Flies. Trading draft picks like four at a time. Biggest bidder, so awarded the prize. Hit the jackpot like four of a kind. I was sort of surprised, didn't see him coming like he wore a disguise. Tour guide not needed, stand for grad, back on familiar semen. Now nine already bleeding, bad man Shanahan scheming. More moves than beaming, more deeks than demon. More jukes than boxes, fake them out they socks. His defense is lost, plus they lost their jocks. It's a lost cause, it's obvious, the best back in the game. Running wild, can't be tamed, other backs fall back like time change. He demanding this bitch, no Eli. Even 5-2 formations getting wasted like a pair of Levi's. Triple threat with the TDs, run, pass, receive. Christian turn the atheist to believe. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, that's how the baby reppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, to the end zone, high steppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, popping off like Smith and Wesson. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey, Andy Bow, two dudes that you don't wanna F with. Bang, bang. And then you got the bully, fully loaded clip when he get in the secondary. Careful, get your ass whipped, stay on top just like a cherry. A scary cornerbacks get used and abused. Stole Jalen's bike and took it for a cruise. Punk got run over like a treadmill. Ramsey woke up on Friday, still wasn't feeling well. Oh well, I guess hung over like the rest of the Rams. Man, it's all in the plan. Lynch smell blood in the water. Get the lineup in order. Brady and Rogers is trash. The NFC up for grabs. Who got it better than us? Why not? Nine to see the window like a child lock. If we up, we run the clock. It'd be like, we follow the lead. And if we down, come from behind. Shout Kiara Mia. Talent to the ceiling. We in the building and feeling ourselves. We can see y'all in Glendale.